Chapter 9. Major Traffic Laws, Part 3. Section 9.2. Additional Considerations. Stopping. The second most common violation next to speeding is disobeying a stop sign. Believe it or not, you're supposed to actually stop at the stop sign. Many people believe the sign means slow to observe police. When you stop at a stop sign, wait 2 or 3 seconds if it's a busy area. Stop, and count 1001, 1002, look both ways and then go. If you're from the south, think 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, then look both ways and go. Why? Have you ever been on a roller coaster and you get to the end of the ride, and you feel like you have stopped? You're going to take off your seatbelt, but when you look around, the people in front of you on the ride are moving just a little bit. Because the roller coaster is so heavy, you think you stopped, but in actuality you're still moving. So, if you swear you have stopped at a stop sign, you may not have because your car is so heavy. There is a change in momentum because of the weight of your car. It feels like you've stopped. You could swear you've stopped, but you haven't stopped. You're still moving, and that's what the police officer sees. So, the next time you come to a stop sign, come to a complete stop and count 1001, 1002, look both ways, and then go. Or, who should we give the right of way to? Who should be allowed to go first at a four-way stop sign? Take a look at the picture on the right. Car number 1 gets there first, car number 2 gets there second. Who goes first, car number 1 or car number 2? Car number 1 got there first, so car number 1 is allowed to go first. Car number 2 should yield the right of way to car number 1. Never insist on the right of way. We never want to say I got here first, so I'm going no matter what. That's how crashes occur. You should know the proper order when encountering these situations. It's like being at a dance. When you ask someone to dance, you would say, "Would you like to dance?" You don't say, "I'm going to dance with you." Get up. You will never get anywhere that way. It's the same when yielding the right of way. Car number 1 should be allowed to go first. Car number 2 should yield the right of way. If 2 cars get there at the same time, car number 2 should allow car number 1 to go first. You should always yield the right of way to the car on your right. Who should go first if 3 cars arrive at the four-way stop at the same time? The answer is car number 3. Look at the diagram. Car number 1 is on the right of car number 2 and car number 3 is on the right of car number 1. Many people think car number 2 and 3 should go at the same time. They say, "I've got a blocker now." They run interference for each other. Always yield to the car farthest on the right. Who goes first if 4 cars arrive at the four-way stop at the same time? The person with the biggest car. Because they're driving one of those big boats, you let them go, they deserve it, they pay so much for gas. In this case, somebody must start the process and let one of the cars go first. It's very rare to have 4 cars arrive at the same time. If you're a nice person on the road, you're going to let everyone else go first. Pretend you're driving car number 3. You'll let car number 4 go first. After car number 4 goes through the intersection, car number 3 follows, then car number 1, then car number 2. So always yield the right of way to the car on the right. The best way to describe the right of way is something you must give up or yield, in certain circumstances. It's your responsibility as a motorist to do everything possible to avoid a collision, and that means never assuming, in any situation, that you automatically have the right to move ahead, or make a turn, or maintain your speed, and that other vehicles must yield or stop for you. That's why, when we say who goes first at a four-way stop, we say that the car on the left has to yield the right of way to the car on the right. We do not say that the car on the right automatically has the right of way. The car is as responsible as any other car for the safety of all the vehicles in that situation. The law states that the car on the left must give the other car safe passage through the intersection. The spirit of the law is meant to create a driving environment where we all treat each other with courtesy, rather than trying to claim some special privilege. Never insist on the right of way. Here are some other situations where you are required to yield the right of way. When you approach a yield sign, you are required to yield the right of way to traffic on the road you are trying to enter or cross. When you see an emergency vehicle displaying flashing lights, or you hear a siren, you are required to yield the right of way to that vehicle. You yield the right of way to pedestrians in a crosswalk, or to oncoming traffic when you are trying to make a left turn. Another example of right of way is letting someone into the lane when you're in a traffic jam. It's about extending courtesy to others. Drivers should treat each other with respect. Then an otherwise chaotic situation becomes orderly and manageable. Remember that we all share in the responsibility to keep our roads safe. Even if other vehicles are required to yield the right of way to you, it doesn't mean you should be any less careful. As a driver, you will occasionally encounter adverse or difficult conditions. You must be prepared to cope with a threatening emergency situation. In this chapter, you will learn how to compensate and deal with these hazards and other emergencies. What is the trickiest time of the day to drive? A. Early morning. Late night. After the sunset. The answer is C. Almost 50% of all fatal crashes occur at night. However, even though nighttime is the most dangerous time to drive, the difficulty begins at twilight, the period between sunset and nighttime. During twilight, the sky is bright but at ground level it becomes progressively darker. The contrast of the bright sky and darkness at ground level deceives the eyes and they don't know how to adjust. The onset of total darkness changes the driving situation again, because now the eyes are adjusted to the darkness. The ability to see ahead has increased. But your peripheral vision from side to side is almost non-existent. Night driving tips: slow down after sunset. Increase your following distance and be on the alert for brake lights up ahead. Don't overdrive your headlights. You should always be able to stop within the distance that you can see ahead in your headlights. Look away from oncoming headlights. Switch to a low beam when following or approaching another vehicle. Be aware of drowsiness. If you are using high beams, dim them when you are within 300 feet of the vehicle ahead or within 500 feet of the oncoming vehicle. Do not drive with only your parking lights on. Plan ahead. Good route planning will allow for the time elements and the ability to locate your destination without problems. Allow yourself enough time to reach your destination. Leave earlier when traveling at night. Be extra careful. Statistically, your chances of being involved in a fatal crash are almost double between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m. on Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. Be on the lookout whether it is day or night, always be on the lookout for hazardous roads conditions. Sometimes you find yourself on a road that's poorly maintained. These roads may have rough areas or potholes that can cause you to lose your traction and control of your vehicle. When you encounter these conditions on the road, slow down to increase your traction and prepare yourself to maneuver around the bad areas. Keep an eye on the shoulder of the road. In most cases, the shoulder provides you with an additional place to maneuver in order to avoid a crash. Some roads have a soft shoulder that can't support your vehicle or a sudden drop off from the side. Be aware of these conditions and reduce your speed to better deal with an emergency. Check the weather report. Adverse weather conditions include rain, fog, snow, ice, and high wind. When driving under these conditions, you should adjust your driving habits accordingly. For instance, high winds can affect the control you have over your vehicle, and it is always wise to reduce your speed under these conditions. The most important thing to understand is that bad weather means increased stopping distance and reduced visibility. In bad weather, you must take extra care to see and to be seen. Don't drive in fog. Fog is especially treacherous. The best advice is, don't drive in fog if you can help it. If you have to go out, drive very slowly. Keep in mind that a light fog can change quickly to a thick fog. Your speed should never exceed the point at which you think you can stop and at which you can clearly see for a distance ahead. Always use your low beam headlights when you're driving. High beam rays reflect off the fog, the rain, or the snow particles at about the same level as your eyes, making each particle act like a tiny mirror. It reflects the light right back into your eyes and reduces your vision. Drive slowly and turn on your low beams. Increase your following distance and be on the alert for brake lights up ahead. If you are behind another vehicle, be prepared to stop. If you can see, pull completely off the road and turn off your lights so that another vehicle doesn't see your tail lights and plow into you. Don't drive until conditions improve. Slow down during rainstorms and rainy weather. The hazard of reduced visibility is compounded by reduced traction. Traction is the grip between your tires and the road. As the moisture reduces friction, tires lose their grip. The distance needed to stop a car increases and the driver has less control of their vehicle. The danger of reduced traction is greatest within the first half hour of rainfall. At that time, the pavement becomes especially slippery when the rain mixes with the oil and the dust on the surface of the road. Be cautious. You should always drive with caution whenever there is a chance that your traction will be reduced. The roads could be slick with rainwater or with spilled oil or fuel. Water on the road can create a slippery surface. If you find yourself driving on slick roads, here are some safety tips to follow. Gradually reduce your speed. Do not brake hard or suddenly on wet or slippery pavement. Avoid any sudden acceleration. When you change your speed or direction, do so smoothly and gradually rather than sharply. Increase your following distance to allow more time to stop. If you approach a sharp curve or a hill, grip the steering wheel firmly and give yourself time to slow down. In heavy rain or still water, your tires can actually lose contact with the road and glide over the water. It's called hydroplaning. If you start to hydroplane, first of all, stay calm. Don't brake suddenly, but apply gentle pressure on your brakes. Plan ahead so that you don't come to a full stop until you are out of the water. Skidding. Our chances of going into a skid increase drastically when driving on slick or wet roads, so adjust your speed and stay alert. You could even skid on dry pavement. When you skid, the back of your car begins to turn. The main thing to remember is, never lock your brakes. Ease your foot off the accelerator. Steer in the direction of the skid. Stop when you have regained control of your car. If you must stop quickly, your next action will depend on whether your vehicle is equipped with anti-lock brakes ABS. Anti-lock brakes. If you have anti-lock brakes, just press firmly on your brake pedal and the computer will take over. Do not pump the brake pedal. You may hear noise coming from your wheels or feel a vibration in the brake pedal. Don't panic, this is all part of the braking system adjusting the pressure applied to each wheel to prevent the car from skidding out of control. Non-anti-locking brakes. If you do not have anti-lock brakes, you must do the complete opposite. Apply a quick pumping motion to your brake pedal. It's important to steer smoothly, not sharply, into the skid. Water on the road. FTER a storm, be aware of standing water. When you see a large pool of water covering the road, you should do whatever you can to avoid it. Even if the water doesn't look deep, don't drive through it. Find a way to go around it. Many hazards can be hiding in standing water. One of the most treacherous is sinkholes. After a heavy rain or tropical storm, the ground can sometimes do unpredictable things. The ground will give way from all the water soaking through it, and form a huge depression in the roadway. But because it's covered by a pool of water, you have no idea it's there. Its appearance is deceiving. You may think you can just drive through the water, it's just a puddle. The next thing you know, your car is 20 feet underwater. Flash floods. Another danger in Florida is flash floods. Even 6 inches of water can be hiding a current that will sweep your car away. Every year cars and trucks get carried away by runoff from a flash flood. Find a safe way around it. If you have absolutely no other option but to drive through it, be careful. Keep an eye out for currents. Drive slowly. You never know how deep the water really is or what it's hiding. Vehicle emergencies. Here are some emergencies that you may encounter when driving. Mechanical breakdowns. If possible, move your vehicle out of the traffic lane and park where the disabled vehicle can be seen for at least 200 feet in each direction. Turn on your emergency flashers, raise the hood, stay away from traffic lanes and keep your passengers away as well. If you use emergency flares, keep them at least 500 feet away from your vehicle. The gas pedal sticks. You should shift into neutral, that's the end gear, then apply the brakes. Make sure you find a way out of traffic and warn others by flashing your lights. Pull off the highway if possible, turn off your ignition, brake failure, pump the brake pedal hard and fast, shift to a lower gear, apply the parking brake slowly, so you don't skid, rub your tires against the curb to slow your vehicle, or pull off the road into an open space with brakes. Test your brakes lightly anytime you've driven through deep water. Brakes may pull to one side or may not hold at all. Dry your brakes by driving slowly in low gear and applying your brakes tire blowout. Grip the steering wheel firmly, ease off the gas pedal to slow down. Do not use your brakes. Look for a safe place to pull over when you feel your car is under control again. Gently start braking, hood flies up while driving, slow down, find a way to keep your eyes on the road. Look through the crack between the hood and the body of the car. Look out the side window, pull over as soon as possible. Power steering failure, slow down, grip the steering wheel firmly, applying more pressure than usual, find a safe path through traffic. Change lanes and move as far off the roadway as possible. Power steering failure can be caused by a stalling engine, a low level of power steering fluid, a broken steering drive belt or a defective pump. Right wheels go off the shoulder of the road. Take your foot off the gas pedal, hold the wheel firmly and maintain a straight line. Brake lightly, turn back onto the pavement sharply at low speed. See air or motorcycle approaching in your lane. Sound your horn, brake sharply, steer for the side of the road, a ditch or the next lane, and it never hurts to pray fire. If the fire is small and you have a portable extinguisher, you should attempt to extinguish the fire. If you cannot extinguish the fire and it continues to get larger, get away from the vehicle. There may be toxic fumes and the possibility of an explosion. Never apply water to a gasoline or diesel fire. Remember, you never know what potential environmental hazard or vehicle emergency you will encounter when driving. Be prepared. Defensive driving. Getting from one point to another is like a game plan for a football team. You have to plan ahead to reach your goal, and you have to be ready for the little emergencies that might trip you up. The term defensive driving is just common sense driving. It's a strategy for survival. It's important that you know the rules of the road. But simply knowing the rules doesn't make you a safe driver. To become a safe driver, you must practice defensive driving techniques. This means perfecting your powers of observation, your traffic safety attitudes, your courtesy to other drivers, your communication abilities and overall driving skills. Key points to become a successful defensive driver: control your emotions, remain calm. Don't let other drivers control your emotions. Look ahead, give yourself a 10 to 15 second lead time, about the time it takes to travel a city block. You'll prevent many emergencies. Scan the road for potential hazards. A rolling ball suggests there may be children chasing after it. A car pulled into a parking space might suggest a door is about to open. Cars could emerge suddenly from a parking lot exit. Avoid momentary distractions. If you must look away from the road, find a safe moment, and only take a brief glance. Have a passenger hold the map and navigate for you. Don't tailgate. Maintain a 2-3 second gap between you and the vehicle in front of you. And if you're on the highway or driving in bad conditions, increase that time to 3-5 seconds. Never use tailgating to express your anger or frustration. It's senseless and it puts others at risk. If you're being tailgated, don't take it personally, stay calm, and either slow down or change lanes to let the tailgater pass. Measure your following distance in seconds. Pick any fixed object on the road, a telephone pole, a tree, and when the vehicle in front of you passes that object, start counting the seconds. Once you've reached the same point, stop counting. The count at which you stopped indicates your following distance in seconds. Give yourself a room to maneuver. Have an escape plan. Your car should be in a position that gives you the most options to maneuver in case of an emergency. If you need to stop ahead, start early as possible, and also keep an eye out for brake lights in adjacent lanes. Most likely they mean that you'll have to use your own brakes momentarily. Never insist on your right of way even if you think you have it. Always ask yourself, what if? What if someone cuts in front of me? What if the car in front makes a sudden stop? Am I ready for the next move? If any of these questions makes you think twice, then adjust your speed or change your position in traffic. Do whatever you can to reduce the risk of hazard. For example, if you see a long line of cars approaching, you should be prepared to brake and move into the right lane in case a car tries to dart into your lane to pass you. Stay alert, keep all your senses engaged in driving. Your hearing is more important than you might realize. For instance, it can alert you to a car that's in your blind spot. Don't play your stereo so loud that you cannot hear outside your car, and don't ever wear headphones. That's dangerous and against the law. Passing: never overtake or pass another vehicle if the line on your side is solid yellow, or if you are at an intersection, or if a do not pass sign is posted. You should have clear visibility for at least 1,000 feet. Don't pass on hills or around curves if you can't see or within 100 feet of an approaching bridge, viaduct, tunnel, intersection, or railroad crossing. Remember, passing is a hazardous maneuver, so before passing, ask yourself the following: is passing legal in this situation? Is your visibility limited? Is an oncoming vehicle in the left lane too close? Are there vehicles directly in front of the car you want to pass? Is the speed of the vehicle you are about to pass below the maximum speed limit? Are there side roads from which traffic could emerge suddenly? Can you maintain a safe following distance? If the situation changes, will you have an escape route? If you answered yes to the questions, you are now ready to pass. Signal before you move into the left lane. Do not return to the right side of the road until you can see the vehicle you passed in your rearview mirror. You must return to the right side of the road before coming within 200 feet of any vehicle coming from the opposite direction. Passing on the right is only legal when there are two or more lanes of traffic moving in the same direction or the vehicle you are passing is making a left turn. Pulling off the pavement to pass on the right is against the law. The big picture: you must have extremely good seeing habits while driving. This means you must be aware visually of all your surroundings when driving. Do you know what the most common excuse is among people who get into a crash? I didn't see it. People are driving along, all of a sudden, a car appears, and they get into a crash. The majority of people driving look down over the dashboard of the car in front of them. When you look down over the dashboard, you get tunnel vision. It's like looking through a cardboard box. You only see what's directly in front of you. No wonder people get hit from the sides. Try this. Get the centerpiece of cardboard from two rolls of paper towels. Look through the cardboard tubes. Notice how you're not able to see what's on each side. That's what you see when you look down over your dashboard. Here's some techniques to improve your ability to see everything that's around you while driving. First, aim high. Aim your eyes upward. To aim high means while you are driving down the road, look upwards. You almost want to look up into the sky. Try to see at least 10 cars ahead of you. If you're behind a van, truck or a vehicle with tinted windows, change lanes. It will make a world of difference. Second, keep your eyes moving side to side. Never fix your eyes on the center line. Look all over the place. Make sure you check your mirrors every 10-15 seconds. Now, you've got your eyes up. You're looking side to side and all of the sudden you're going to say, "Oh wow! There is somebody behind me trying to pass." You may see a motorcycle, bicycle or kid to the side of you. Third, the big picture. The big picture is identifying everything on the road that's a potential hazard to you as a driver. Previously, you were driving down the road looking directly at the car in front of you. Now, your eyes are up, you're looking all around. You're able to see everything. You see a car about to pull out in front of you. You better watch out because he might pull out at any second. There are some kids kicking a ball around on the side of the road. The ball may roll out into the street and a kid may chase it. There's a motorcycle coming up really fast. Remember, if you see a motorcycle, bicycle or kids around, watch them carefully until they're gone. Summary: keep your eyes up. Look at least 10 cars in front of you. Look side to side. Keep your eyes moving. Don't fix your eyes on the center line or on the car in front of you. Keep a watchful eye out for potential hazards. Look in your rear view mirrors frequently every 10 to 15 seconds. Get the big picture turning. Center turning lane. If a street has a left turn center lane, you must use it when you turn left. The center turn lane, when available, may not be used to pass another vehicle. To turn left from the street, drive completely inside the center left turn lane. Don't stop partway into the lane with the rear of your vehicle blocking traffic. Turn only when it is safe. Look for vehicles coming head-on towards you in the same lane as they start to make their left turns. When turning left from a side street or driveway, wait until it is safe, then drive into the center left turn lane. Signal before moving into regular traffic. Enter traffic only when it is safe. You may drive across a center left turn lane. Examples of left and right turns. The numbers on the cars in the pictures refer to the numbered sentences below. 1. Left turn from a two-way street. Start the turn at the left-hand edge of the lane closest to the middle of the street. You may complete the turn in the left lane of the cross street as shown by arrows if it is safe to do so. You must use a left turn lane if there is one. A left turn from the next lane may be made if signs or arrows show it is okay. 2. Right turn. The automobile is turning correctly. It began the turn in the lane nearest the right-hand curb. It will end the turn in the lane nearest the right-hand curb. Do not swing wide into another lane of traffic. You may start a right turn from other than the far right lane only where pavement or overhead markings show that using that lane for a right turn is permitted. 3. Left turn from a two-way street into a one-way street. Start the turn from the far left-hand portion of your side of the road. 4. Left turn from a one-way street into a two-way street. Start the turn from the far left-hand portion of your side of the road. The automobile should turn into the lane shown by the arrows. 5. Left turn from a one-way street into a one-way street. The turn must be started from the left-hand portion of the road. Watch for bicycles between your vehicle and the curb because they can legally use the left turn lane for their left turns. 6. Right turn from a one-way street into a one-way street. After starting your turn in the far right lane, your turn will end in the lane nearest you. Sometimes signs or pavement markings will let you turn right from a lane next to the far right lane shown by. 7. Turn at an observed intersection from a one-way into a two-way street unless otherwise marked. Through traffic has the right of way. You may turn either right or left from the center lane. Watch for vehicles and bicycles inside your turn. Other types of turns. Right turn against a red light. Make a full stop for a red traffic light at the limit line, if there is one, or before entering the intersection. If there is no sign which prohibits a right turn on the red light, you may turn right, being careful that you do not interfere with pedestrians, bicyclists, or vehicles moving on their green light. Left turn against a red light on a one-way street only. Make a full stop for a red traffic light at the limit line, if there is one, or before entering the intersection. On a one-way street, you may turn left into a one-way street where traffic moves left if there is no sign which prohibits the left turn. If the light is red, be very careful that you do not interfere with pedestrians, bicyclists, or vehicles moving on their green light. No turn against a red arrow. A right or left turn may not be made against a red arrow. U-turns legal U-turns hand you make a U-turn, you turn around and go back the way you came. Make the turn only from the far left lane on your side of the road. If the street has a center left turn lane, begin your U-turn in that lane, provided there are no vehicles to your left. At an intersection, on a green light or a green arrow, unless a no U-turn sign is posted. Before you make a U-turn on a divided highway, be sure you won't drive over or across any dividing section, curb or strip. This includes double lines marking a center divider, except through an opening provided for turns. The unpaved median in the middle of the freeway. Illegal U-turns ever make a U-turn on a highway by crossing a curb, or strip of land, or two sets of double lines. You may not make U-turn, where you cannot clearly see in each direction because of a curve, hill, rain, fog, or other reason. Where a no U-turn sign is posted. When vehicles may hit you. On a one-way street. In front of a fire station. Never use a fire station driveway to turn around. Anytime you're turning, follow these simple step-by-step procedures. Signal to let others know of your intentions. Move into the proper lane from which to turn. Yield to oncoming cars and pedestrians. Complete the turn into the proper lane. What to do if you're involved in a traffic crash? Your chances of being involved in a crash will be significantly reduced assuming you use the tools you've just learned. Here are some basics of what to do if you were ever involved in a crash. First, you must stop unless you're in the line of oncoming traffic, stop. If you're in the line of oncoming traffic, then pull off onto the nearest shoulder on the road and stop. You are breaking the law if you do not stop at the scene of a crash. Move your car away from the traffic flow and warn oncoming traffic, if possible. You should turn on your emergency flashers and place flares or safety triangles at least 100 feet behind your vehicle. Check for any injuries. Try to make the injured person as comfortable as possible, but do not move the injured person unless they are in a burning car. Moving an injured person can result in more serious injury. If they are bleeding, cover the wound with a piece of clothing or whatever is available. Apply pressure and elevate the wound above the heart unless it causes pain. Keep the injured person warm and lying down because they may be going into shock. Try to get medical help as quickly as possible. Use a cell phone or flag down someone who has a car phone or a CB radio. If that fails, ask someone else to go for help. Call the police. Exchange information with the other driver and passengers. You should exchange names and addresses, driver license information, names of insurance companies, and vehicle registration information. If you're involved in a collision with a parked car, you must leave this information on or in the car. Perhaps on a sheet of paper placed under the wiper blade. Make sure you have accurate information, including the license plate numbers of all the cars involved. Take pictures if you have a camera. Get names or business cards of witnesses you may need to verify the events of the crash. Not doing so may result in it and wrong charges against you. You have completed the reading portion of the course. Getting your license is very exciting and the beginning of a more independent lifestyle. But, along with the independence and excitement, you must realize that driving a motor vehicle is a huge responsibility. The choices you make before getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle can sometimes be a matter of life or death to you, a family member, a friend, or a complete stranger. A decision to drink or take drugs and get behind the wheel of a motor vehicle can only have a negative impact on your life. Be smart, stay alive, don't drink and drive, remember the choice is yours.